Welcome, dear friends of Grace Baptist Church, to our Good Friday service. We are glad that you are joining with us.
Messiah, Holy One, Lamb of God, True Vine, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Emmanuel, Son of God, Savior, Jesus.
There certainly is something about that name. What does the name Jesus mean to you? How often do you think about him? We are dedicating this time right now to personal reflections of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Who was Jesus?
We know, of course, he is the Son of God. But who else was he? He was a teacher, teaching about the kingdom of God. He was a preacher, preaching the very word of God. He was a redeemer, a substitute sacrifice for our sins. He was a comforter, treating all with love and kindness. He was an example, showing us the perfect way to live. He was a hiding place, a safe refuge from the world. He was a shepherd, always guiding his sheep every step of the way. And he was our friend.
What did Jesus do during his life and ministry?
He taught God's truths. He preached God's word. He healed the sick. He made the blind to see. He made the lame to walk. He strengthened the weak. He comforted the sad and the lonely. He encouraged the downtrodden. He freed those bound by the evil one. He fellowshipped. He corrected. He wept. And most of all, he loved.
Story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings on earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory to tell. Jesus and is love. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. All we gotta do is take it to the Lord. So faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins,
all our sins and griefs to bear.
Taught and promised us many things. He taught us about love.
A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another in the same way that I have loved you, that you also love one another. If you love me, keep my commandments. For a greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Jesus taught us that he is the way.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Jesus taught us how to pray.
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
Jesus taught us about peace.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Therefore let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Yes, Jesus promised us many things.
That you would never feel the fire shiver in the cold, but I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. Said that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight, but I did say I'd be right there by your side, and I did say you. the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. Yeah, yeah. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry.
Let's take time to remember Jesus and his last days.
Religious leaders plot to kill Jesus.
Then assemble together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the place of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. And they consulted that they might take Jesus and kill him.
Judas agrees to betray Jesus.
Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said to them, "What will you give me, and I will deliver him to you?" And they convened together with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him.
Jesus washes the disciples' feet.
He rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself with it. After he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that he was girded with. "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example today that you should do as I have done unto you."
Jesus and the disciples share the Last Supper.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Jesus prays for himself.
These words spoke Jesus, and as he lifted up his eyes toward heaven, and he said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, so that thy Son may glorify thee."
Jesus prays for his disciples.
"For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest to me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came from thee, and they have believed that you did send me. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of this world, but thou shouldest keep them from all evil. Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth."
Jesus prays for future believers.
"That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us. that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundations of the world.
Jesus agonizes in the garden.
Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And Jesus went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh to his disciples, and he found them asleep. And he said to Peter, What? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Jesus is betrayed and arrested.
And while he was yet speaking, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him was a great multitude of soldiers with swords, and from the chief priests and the elders of the people they came. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same man is he. Take hold of him. And forthwith he came to Jesus, and he said, Hail, Master! And he kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? And they came, and they laid hands on Jesus, and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand, and drew out his sword, and he struck the servant of the high priest, and he cut off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up your sword into its proper place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Do you not think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled, that thus it might be? In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves to take me away? Didn't I sit daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me there? But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all of the disciples forsook him and fled and ran away.
Annas questions Jesus.
The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered, I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews were always there. And in secret I have said nothing. Why now are you asking me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Do you answer the high priest in such a way? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you smite me like this? Now Annas had him sent out unto Caiaphas bound.
Caiaphas questions Jesus.
And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were all assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders and all of the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none, yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose, and he said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses have against you? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of any witnesses? Behold, now you have all heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said unto him, He is guilty of death. Then they spit into his face, and they struck him. Others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is it that smote thee?
The council of religious leaders condemns Jesus.
When the morning was come, all of the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him unto Pontius Pilate, the governor.
Judas hangs himself.
Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again those 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said unto him, What is that to us? See thou to that. And Judas cast down those pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went out and hanged himself.
Jesus' trial before Pilate.
And the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the King of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were more fierce, and saying unto Pilate, He stirs up the people. He is teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning with Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was in Jerusalem at that time.
Jesus stands trial before Herod.
And when Herod saw Jesus, he was very happy, for he was desirous to see him for a long season, because he had heard many things about him, and he had hoped to have some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but Jesus answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate.
Pilate hands Jesus over to be crucified.
Now at the feast of the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they had wanted released. And they had then a noble prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore when they had gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release to you? Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he sat down on the judgment seat, his wife said unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy this Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of these two will you that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with this Jesus who is called Christ? They all said unto him, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and he washed his hands before the multitude that was gathered, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. Then answered all of the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when they had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified.
Roman soldiers mock Jesus.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall, and they gathered unto him all of the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns They put it on his head. And they placed a reed in his right hand, and they bowed their knees before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him. And they took that reed and they smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put his own raiment back on. And they led him away to be crucified.
Jesus is led away to be crucified.
And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew language Golgotha.
Jesus is placed on the cross.
And they crucified him. And they parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation, which was written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then there were also two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God. Come down from that cross." Likewise also the chief priest mocked him, along with the scribes and the elders, and they said, "He saved others, but himself he just cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let God now deliver him, if he will have him. For did he not say, 'I am the Son of God'?" Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And one of those criminals which were hanging there on the cross next to him said unto Jesus, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, seeing that you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly are here, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and that disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then he said to that disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home.
Jesus dies on the cross.
Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all of the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, simply said, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it on a hyssop, and they put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks were falling from the mountains. Now when the centurion soldiers and those that were with him was watching Jesus, and they saw the earthquake and those things that were happening, they feared greatly, and they said, "Truly, truly this man was the Son of God."
I believe.
Jesus is laid in the tomb.
When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, who was named Joseph, who also himself was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and begged for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered to him. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and he laid it in his own new tomb, which was hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed.
Guards are posted at the tomb.
Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate. And they said, "Sir, we remember that this deceiver said while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' We ask that you command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to all of the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' so that the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "You have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can." And so they went, and they made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch over it day and night.
If I had just one more song that I could sing you, one more story I could tell before I leave. If I only had one message I could bring you, then There's no question it would be about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy. Times are tough, and you'd see in all the blessings I've been given. In the end, my life is just about the cross, about the blood, about the place I God's mercy and love, and although it's bittersweet, remembering the cost, there's something beautiful about the cross. 2,000 years ago, if I had watched him die, I think
Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy that we receive from you just thinking about the cross of Jesus Christ. And Father, yes, it's joy, for Father, we know that through the death of Jesus, we have salvation, and your word tells us our joy is found in our own salvation. And Father, even though this day is a somber day when we reflect on Good Friday, the day that Jesus was nailed to the cross, and Father, although our hearts perhaps are grieved that our Savior Jesus took our place on that cross, Father, we do have joy in our heart. For Father, he knew when he said, "Not his will be done, but yours," he knew, Father, that by him going to the cross, Jesus was paving the way and providing the way for all of us who believe in him to have salvation, to have forgiveness of our sins, to be saved from your wrath, to have a life filled with the Holy Spirit, serving our Savior, knowing, Father, that when our life here on earth is done, through Jesus' shed blood, we have everlasting life. Father, I would pray for those who are listening today, those of Grace Baptist Church, others who are listening in. Father, they would find that joy in the midst of our turmoil of the world. Father, in the midst of our chaos and uncertainties, Father, there's still hope, there's still assurance, there's still joy in the salvation that Jesus brings when he went to that cross. So, Father, may it all be about the cross of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, that we all know this Jesus who was the Son of God. In his name we pray. Amen.